Today on the DML News Podcast, Donald Trump opening statements in the ridiculous trial, also known as the hush money trial, that all begins. Also, the House, the Republicans say goodbye to $95 billion of your money going to, you got it, Ukraine. Racism called because Walgreens is shutting down. Wait until you hear this stuff. Whole bunch of chaos going on at Columbia University because of, well, yep, you got it, anti-Jew, pro-Palestinian crazies. We're going to give you videos. We're going to give you all the details you need to know. And plus, oh boy, there was a poll that was run over the weekend, and you need to know the results of it. So get ready, because it's all unfiltered.
Dennis Michael Lynch gives you his word, and he will never let you down. He will always fight for America.
The only one who really puts his money where his mouth is Dennis Michael Lynch.
Hello, I'm Dennis Michael Lynch, and I thank you for joining me today. Across from me is my son, Denny. Behind the controls is my son, Ryan. We're going to get into a bunch of things here with you, a very interesting show. First of all, let me just say real quick, each and every site-wide BOGO that we have, we always do a little something, and we just finished a site-wide BOGO, one of the last ones we ever have. When we do a site-wide BOGO at dmlcbd.com, what we do is we always hold back a little bit of product in case we oversell for some reason, in case boxes get lost, you name it. Well, we have finished now shipping everything, even the 50 orders that were backed up because of one of the tinctures we were out. They're all gone. As of this morning, they're all gone. With that said, what we do now is anything we have run over, or anything little leftover inventory to where we can help you get a BOGO, we do it. Today, last day for the 6.7 ounce Miracle Me Body Pain Relief Oil. It is our signature product. We're the only people who have it in the world. You want to try to get rid of those aches and pains. You want to get rid of all the eczema and all the other different skin ailments that you may have. You want to defend against bug bites, whatever it may be. This stuff is exactly what it's called. It's a miracle. You could get a buy one, get one free. Go to dmlcbd.com/BOGO just for this product only, and it will end by the end of today. That's number one. Number two, at the end of the half program, and what am I talking about? If you're watching this on YouTube, if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts or watching on Facebook, remember, we can only give you half of the show because of the censorship, because of what they take away from us, and that's the ability to give you the truth. We have some videos today that are outrageous. We're going to be making a lot of comments that need to be said, but that's going to be at the tail end of the show, and that tail end of the show is going to be available only to you on TeamDML.com. If you want to check out TeamDML.com, you want to become a member of TeamDML with thousands upon thousands of people who think just like you, real simple, from your desktop, your computer, whatever, TeamDML.com. Go to that URL, TeamDML.com. Or if you have a smartphone, download for free the DML News app. Then go to tab 5, says Interact. Hit the top. It says TeamDML Memberships, and you are with us. You'll get the entire show every single day. We get new members every single day come in, and then I get the emails. Oh my God, why didn't I do this so long ago? Yeah, that's right. Denny, today starts the Trump trial. We went through all the shenanigans last week of trying to pick 12 unbiased jurors in the highly biased, highly liberal, highly lost their mind city of New York. Over 80% voted for Biden. If you look at the people who run that city, obviously they can't find their ass with both hands. Eric Adams is a prime example. We have Kathy Hochul, the Wicked Witch of the East. She's running the state. These people are an inept group, if at best a description. And now Donald J. Trump has to stand trial in front of all these radicals, a radical jury who all get their news primarily from the New York Times, Google, TikTok, NPR, CNN. Trump doesn't stand a chance with this. With that being said, one of the first things we're going to tell you about today, and the opening statements are today, so obviously we will get to some of that in a minute, but a New Yorker seated on Trump's jury raised concerns with the judge about the trial's extensive media attention and wasn't 100% sure they wanted to be involved. I mean, I can tell you right now, if you're on that jury, you've got two things to consider. Number one, how much am I going to get for the book I'm going to write? And number two, am I going to have to brave myself through that very low little percentage of people who are pro-MAGA in New York City. Are people going to hate me because I found Donald J. Trump guilty and never even listened to anything about him being innocent? Because that's what this jury's all about. It's all about being biased and just hanging the man once for all because he misappropriated the line item. Instead of putting it as a travel expense, he put it as an office expense. And you get what I'm talking about. They are going after him for something that the Department of Justice and the FEC said there is no crime here. But some way, Alvin Bragg, a Soros paid for DA, is going to prove that Donald J. Trump did, in fact, create a federal crime, even though the feds have said there is no crime here.
Look, it's definitely be something to watch out for. I mean, today might not even be all that grand because, as you were just doing your opening, they're ending today's proceedings early because juror number six has a toothache, and they're gonna go to a dentist appointment.
Hold on for a second. Let me get this right. Trump's kid is graduating from high school. Trump can't go to the graduation. Trump has a hearing set in front of the Supreme Court, but this judge won't let him go. But juror number six has got a little bit of a toothache, and now everything's going to call short because of that. Well, what happens tomorrow? Sniffles?
So I'm saying, like, you know, we're having such a big decision being, decided by a group of jurors all from Manhattan, all with very vastly different lives. So, yeah, you're ready to see what's going to happen today. And here is Judge Juan Merchan saying we're going to end it early today because juror number six has a toothache.
You know, if I'm the lawyer for Trump, here's how this works in the opening statement. Shortest opening statement of all time. Okay, everybody in this room here, you all made a lot of money when my client was the president. You were all very safe when my client was the president. You all got the truth when my client was president. And now, because of people like you, all of you, who are corrupt, who are biased, who can't find your ass with both hands, you are going to try to put my client in prison for 10 years for doing nothing wrong. This is unprecedented. In the same way that the same city of New York just hit this man for $450 million for creating no crime, instead creating jobs and wealth for banks and insurance companies, Bernie Madoff, who stole billions of dollars from people, had a $10 million bond. You make my guy have to put up $170 million for doing what? And then, of course, we had that other radical lefty who swore to God that she was sexually abused by my client. She couldn't remember when it happened. She said she had clothes on that weren't even manufactured back at that time. And yet you gave $83 million so she could go on MSNBC and rave about how she's going to go shopping and fishing with the lesbian host of that show, Rachel Madcow. My story is over because we don't even have to do anything. You're going to find my man guilty because he is guilty until you somehow find him guilty of something. Guilty, guilty, guilty is what you're going to do. So you know what? You could all sell your books. You're all a piece of crap. See you later. That's what I do. Because anything else you say to these people, it's not going to penetrate. It's not going to penetrate. They're biased. Their brains are demented. I've told you 1,007,000 times. It's 1,008,000. Every single Democrat needs to have an autopsy at the end to see what is misfiring in the brain. And until we do that, we're never going to be able to fix it. And there becomes more liberals every single day. It is a contagion. It is a disease. And I don't know how it is that we're going to end it because obviously nobody's going to do the autopsy I asked for.
Look, agreed. It pains me that he's even there in New York. You know, Brian and I were in Palm Beach this weekend, and I actually showed him yesterday Mar-a-Lago. We drove by it. And I'm just thinking to myself, I'm like, this poor man is up in New York with, like, you know, a few blocks away, anti-Israel protesters taking over a campus, which we have details later on, and, you know, a corrupt judge just not giving him a fair chance, and he's stuck there. And like you said, he can't even go to his son's graduation, and yet we're driving by Mar-a-Lago, and it's beautiful. It's sunny out. Everyone's, like, you know, at least enjoying their time there in Palm Beach, Florida. It's a shame. It's a shame what he is being put through. I mean, my God, the man who lit himself on fire, you know, at the end of last week. It's just, it's literally a zoo up there. And it is a zoo that I would not want to be a part of in any regard.
You know? Oh, my God. Your mother and I, you know, we do this little thing now. We've got this nice little pontoon boat. And what we try to do is we try to enjoy the sunsets, whatever. We go out most nights if we can for a half hour, an hour. You know this. And we were watching the sunset yesterday. And I said, you know, our friends back in New York are probably still wearing jackets and being cold. I said, you know, that used to be why I said, thank God we got out of New York for the cold weather. Now we could have nice warmth on our bones and muscles. But that's taken second place.
Yeah.
My number one happiness about getting out of New York is the fact that I don't have to deal with this kind of crap anymore. This is just literally insane. Now, here's the part that is going to be the most interesting thing of all time. Donald J. Trump right now is whacking Biden in the polls, just nailing him down, 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 down. We're going to play this video right now from NBC that shows that people are getting on the Trump train. Not only just in general for economy, but things like incompetence and ability. Let's play this from NBC, Ryan.
Talk about the erosion for Biden, and now you start to see it. Look at these numbers. Trump advantages on all of these traits.
And I stop here because competent and effective, that was President Biden's, the crux of his campaign pitch back in 2020.
And we actually polled this question in 2020, and it was basically the exact opposite. It was Biden with about a 10-point advantage over Trump. And again, same with handling a crisis. Biden had the edge over Trump. And how about this? It's the former president, the current president. We don't really see matchups like this. Well, now we can measure it. Who has the strong record as president? And again, Trump outpacing Biden on that front. And again, you got to mention this one too. Necessary mental and physical health. We asked this 4 years ago. It was a wash. It's now a clear liability for Joe Biden. So these are all troubling numbers for Biden.
So Denny, here's the thing. People are saying that Trump is the better of the two, which isn't hard. Nothing's changed, by the way. But now people are waking up, I guess. If Trump doesn't run away with this election, you and I both know that the shenanigans that we believe happened in 2020 has happened again in 2022 because we didn't get the House in dominating fashion. We didn't get the Senate. And also in 2024. If Trump does not win this election, you bet your ass. It's just not this one. It just wasn't 2020. It was 2022. It was 2018. You can trust nothing.
Totally. It's an absolute loss of faith in our election system. And even beyond just the House, when you look at, you know, microscope in on Carrie Lake's election in Arizona, already so much contentious, you know, issues there. So to your point, right, it's the old, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. If we're going to allow 2024 to fall in Biden's hands when you have a poll here on NBC proving that Trump is kicking his butt. I mean, you got single digit, you know, percentage point gaps there. But when you go to the inflation cost of living, he's beating Biden by literally plus 22.
Yeah.
And we always say, like, elections are usually determined by the, you know, the money in your wallet. And a lot of people right now do not have much money in their wallet.
No, they don't. And on top of that, talking about money, they're watching their money go to places that it shouldn't go to. We've got a homeless problem here. We've got a drug epidemic here. We've got a wide open border here. We have got roads and bridges that are collapsing, that are falling apart. I mean, the list is so very long. We are relying on China for just about everything instead of doing manufacturing and building up our education system here so our kids can be prepared to basically go into the workforce, both here at home and around the world, and be able to compete. We are crumbling as a country in every single last part. And what do? We've got people saying, let's give $95 billion to Ukraine. Now, the details of this passage of $95 billion, you have that information?
Yes. So just to clarify, it's a $95 billion foreign aid package, but the amount that goes to Ukraine is $60 billion, which again, walloping numbers when you compare it to any other country we're giving money to.
So go ahead. What are the details on this whole thing?
Yeah. So the House of Representatives have approved sending $60 billion to Ukraine for its defense against Russia's invasion, an issue that has roiled Speaker Mike Johnson's already perilous slim majority. The aid package passed 311 to 112, with more Democrats voting in favor than Republicans, and just 101 Republicans voted the bill, while 112 voted nay. That's still way too many Republicans, in my opinion.
Now, here's sickness. If you want sickness to your stomach, we're going to give it to you right now. Ryan's going to play the video from the floor of the House when this actually did pass. Listen to these American members of Congress champion for Ukraine. Play it. Dennis, I'm going to read something to you from Bill Malusian. All right. He says, in a statement to Fox News, the Border Patrol Union responds to the passing of $95 billion foreign aid package. Quote, we are beyond disappointed that the House would give aid to secure the borders of foreign countries, but gave nothing to allow the Border Patrol to secure the safety of the United States. There's nothing more backwards. I wouldn't have even expected taxpayers' dollars. They could have been given. They could have given us policy, and that would have been enough. That was from Brandon Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council. And then he puts reminder: Judd and the BP union supported the bipartisan border deal that was attached to this foreign aid funding before Republicans killed it.
Right, and look, even with that video with the chant, right? Because it just becomes even more disgusting.
Yeah.
In a dramatic moment toward the end of the vote, Democrats began passing around Ukrainian flags, which is in violation of House protocol. They're handing out foreign flags, cheering for them, but gosh forbid we do anything for America. And, you know, you and I say it all the time. The one thing that Democrats are obviously very freaking good at, they roll in unison. You know, they don't break away. Whereas Republicans, we can't ever get them to be on the same page. And I did it for my morning briefing today. You have J.D. Vance from Ohio saying this is awful, Bill, meaning going to Ukraine. Mm-hmm. We shouldn't be giving the money over because it's not going to sway the war. Russia's still going to advance. And then you get Lindsey Graham going on, you know, Fox News Sunday, you know, bashing Vance for even suggesting that, saying we just need to give more to Ukraine. There's no unity or any kind of formed coalition within the GOP that's going to actually be America first.
You know, let me bring this up now. I was going to bring this up before we broke out. And I'll go into maybe 5 minutes here and then we'll call it short. But, you know, I have forever struggled with whether or not I should run for office. Struggled with it forever. There is a part of me that wants to do it emphatically. I watch these people. I watch them just go in and make promises, and then they just melt away. They are bought and paid for. There is no doubt they are bought and paid for. There was no better example than this guy, Thomas Massie. I've talked about this before, out of Kentucky, a congressman out of Kentucky. And you know, anybody who understands illegal immigration, nobody really understands it as much as I do, right? As far as I'm concerned. But anybody who really understands it realizes the fact that the people are coming here and the people are staying here because they are incentivized to do so. And what you have to do, I mean, people say, build the wall. The build the wall is not going to do a damn thing. You got a wall now, and we open the doors to it, okay? So people climb over it. They climb under it. It's not. They come into the waterways. They overstay visas. The wall is like putting a Band-Aid on cancer. I'll still take it because it's a deterrent, but it doesn't solve the problem. The only way to solve the problem is to take into measure things like mandatory E-Verify. You've got to take away the jobs. You've got to take away the ability to get free this and free that. We've got to embrace the rule of law. Well, Thomas Massie was one of maybe one or two people who rejected mandatory E-Verify. And I said, how can any Republican do that? And I knew right away what I had to do. I had to go look up his donors. And his number one donor was a meat packaging company. Who do you think they are hiring? The illegal alien population. So don't tell me these guys aren't bought and paid for. And that's what they do. They buy themselves into a win by making promises, getting money in return, putting out ads, and before you know it, they become members of Congress. And if Fox News loves you, don't worry. They're going to bury all that other different stuff that you said, right? no better example than this, Dennis. Over the weekend, you know, going back and forth with your mother and this and that, I said, you know what? I need to envision myself going for something bigger, right? So I said, I maybe I should run for governor. And she said, well, why do you say that? And I said, well, I put out a question on Facebook asking people whether they would like DML News to have a newsletter or enhance the app. I had 1,500 people respond. And there were 50 to 60 people who said, I don't care what you do with that stuff. I just want you to run for governor. Where is that coming from? I mean, why is somebody going to write that? I didn't say anything about governor. So anyway, I said, you know what? Let me put out a poll. Let me see what we get. We got Matt Gaetz, I know, is going to want to run for governor of Florida when DeSantis is done. Marco Rubio is a guarantee that he's going to want to do it. And so too is this Byron Donalds guy. And then I put my name, four people. I figured if I get 25%, okay, it's something to look into. I wound up getting 70% of the vote. There were 3,600 people who voted. I finally ended it last night, and I wound up getting 70% of the vote. And when you read all the reasons why, it comes down to the same thing right here. They want somebody who can't be bought. They want somebody who's not going to bend on their principles, and they want somebody who's going to fight like the Dickens. That's one of the reasons why Trump is loved, because he fights and he can't be bought. You know, you look at some of these other guys, people forgot. Marco Rubio, who swore he would never do amnesty, was part of the Gang of Eight bill with four other Democrats and Rhino Republicans, one of them being John McCain and Jeff Flake, and he was going to give amnesty. You can't trust these guys. Byron Donalds, you know, the black guy from Naples, everybody loves him because he's pro-Trump. He's on Fox News. Well, listen, it wasn't too long ago, only a couple of years ago, he was anti-Trump, saying the worst things about Trump possible. In 2010, he was an Obama Democrat. He voted for Obama. He was doing everything he possibly could to push the Democrat agenda, was nailed for carrying weed, was accused of fraudulent activity at the bank, trying to pass off bad checks. I mean, people don't look into people anymore, you know? And so when they do, they say, I'm tired of these people. I want somebody like me in there. And that's why it is that you get $95 billion passed for garbage, $60 billion of what is going to the Ukrainians, because the American people are completely left behind by these paid-for congressmen and paid-for congresswomen who are sitting there going to fancy, fancy dinners, getting their asses kicked, getting told that you can write a book and make $1 million, get insider trading. The list is freaking long. There is a small little handful of people who are really there doing what they're supposed to do. And that's why when they find somebody like me, honest like me, they say, you know what? I want you. You're the only way we're going to keep Florida red. Now, I don't know whether or not I do something like that, but I mean, it was like, holy cow, look at this. And that tells you how people are passionate about doing that. If I go and I get into that election, and I get blown out, how would that work? How do you get it when people have a chance to have their vote counted? I'm at 70%. But when somebody can manipulate the vote, maybe I only get 5%. That's where people are so frustrated. And now getting to the next part, I want to hear what you have to say. This guy Johnson, we got to get rid of him. Let's get rid of him. You know who should be the Speaker of the House? Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts?
I agree. No, because look, a lot of people like to, I would say, label MTG as a attention seeker and all that because she is vocal. But I disagree, because one thing I have noticed with her is she has always stood by the principles of, why don't we just boost America first before mm-hmm. doing anything else? So, you know, sometimes you have to be the loud one to really, like, you know, kind of raise the good questions. And, you know, she actually had a fascinating interview with Tucker Carlson not too long back, and just not even going into heavy detail, she really just said about Republican congressmen, you know, they start out, you know, in terms of like the good intentions, which I think is what happened initially with Johnson. And then they slowly start to shift on certain positions, probably like Thomas Massey there too, because you find out who their donors are, who they're actually answering to, or they have a closed doors meeting. And then next thing you know, they did a whole 180 on a certain topic, such as Johnson's stance on that FISA bill that just got passed or was being pushed. So, you know, I would like to see her as speaker. I'd like to see J.D. Vance also as speaker. I mean,
well, he's a senator.
Senator, sorry. Yeah. So, I mean, for the reps, not J.D. Vance. There was another one who would have been a good rep. But, But yeah, no, I think Johnson needs to go because he's just not fighting hard enough, and we continue to have a slimmer majority.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, look, at the end of the day, you have a border to protect. Joe Biden doesn't want to protect it. You have to do anything you possibly can to protect it. But at the same time, he's not going to compromise things like $60 billion to Ukraine. We keep on throwing away money. We all just paid our taxes on April 15, and that's where it's going to. That's why people are sick and tired of it, sick and tired of it. And, you know, going back to that little thing as a side note, just to talk about this one last time, I don't think I'd have to worry about running an election and the Democrats taking over and making it a dirty election. Because remember, Ron DeSantis won this state by 20 points. What I'd be worried about if I ran for governor, I'd worry about the Republicans being against me. The Marco Rubios of the world,
right,
and the Byron Donalds and the Gates, all using their influence to try to take somebody like me and push me out.
And really quick, as for my correction, not J.D. Vance, the other one from Ohio, Jim Jordan. That's who I would also I would like to see as a possible speaker.
No doubt on that. Mm-hmm. We are going to shift gears here. And I mean, we're going to show you some videos that are very troubling. The first one we're going to show you is of a black woman who works at a nursing home beating the living crap out of a white 93-year-old woman. However, I can't show you these videos. I can't show you the stuff that's going on at Columbia University. I can't show you the new Gavin Newsom commercial. We're not even sure what that's all about. You know, is it parody or is it serious? These things here are what you need to know because it's really what's happening in America. But I cannot show you on Facebook, YouTube, and I cannot talk about this on Apple Podcasts. This is the point of where we say goodbye to you folks and beg you, please, please think about coming part of Team DML. It's a membership-based thing. The first one is as low as $2.50 a month. It's negligible. It helps us stay in business, but more importantly, it allows us to give the real stories. So we're here on Facebook. We're here on YouTube. We're here on Apple Podcasts only so this way we could reach you and pull you over. We're using them like they're using all of us. So this is the way to get back. So go to teamdml.com on a desktop, or if you're using a smartphone, download the DML News app for free from the Google Play Store, the Apple App Store. So many great things with that app that you will get for free. But to become part of Team DML, to be sort of the VIP, it's very simple. Just go to tab 5, interact. At the top, it says Team DML memberships. We've got a live chat there. So many different benefits for you to jump onto. And you could absolutely see every single one of these shows in its entirety, or you could listen in entirety. We have it both for you. We have it video and we have it audio from start to finish.
Plus some fun stuff. Like we just did episode 3 of Ryan's Cafe. That's out now too.
That's right. We have the wine and talk between Mary and I. We have Ryan's Cafe where Denny and Ryan make a lot of jokes while they're making very healthy meals and making a mess here in the warehouse. I thought this weekend's was very good, by the way. I'll tell you what we're going to do before we play that video, just to give you a sense of serious. We're going to use a video to say goodbye. Denny and I are going to be talking extensively about this. This is Representative Presley, one of the radicals of the squad, all right, getting up in Congress and saying how it is that Walgreens is racist because they're closing down yet another Walgreens in the middle of the what you would call the ghetto or the hood. She's calling it racist, completely ignoring about how it is that these stores get ransacked all the single time. So let's play this video now. Denning and I will jump back on the other side. Team DML, you'll hear on the other side. For the rest of you, have yourself a great day. We'll see you tomorrow, God willing. God bless you, and please become a member of Team DML. All right, Ryan, play right now. Representative Presley talking about the racism that's going on in Walgreens.
Mr. Speaker, Walgreens is planning to close yet another pharmacy in the Massachusetts 7th, this time on Warren Street in Roxbury, a community that is 85% Black and Latino. This closure is a part of a larger trend of abandoning low-income communities like the previous closures in Mattapan and Hyde Park, both in the Massachusetts 7th. When a Walgreens leaves a neighborhood, they disrupt the entire community and they take with them baby formula, diapers, asthma inhalers, life-saving medications, and of course, jobs. These closures are not arbitrary and they are not innocent. They are life-threatening acts of racial and economic discrimination.